WPMD.org. This is Cerritos College Radio, and we would like to invite the Martial Arts Club in today. Hello, Ms. Lorenz Visa, right?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Now, you guys are out on Falcon Square. Now, I know I kind of got you off guard right now. poor Lorenz is in the Martial Arts Club, and they're setting up a booth right now that are selling a bunch of goodies right now for their club, for the Martial Arts Club, correct?
Yep.
Okay, now, is there a certain function that you guys are saving up money for?
Well, as right now, it's a very new club. We're just trying to, like, you know, fundraise for money for future events. But as of now, we're just trying to raise money as a new club.
As a new club. So you'll have, whenever you guys come up with the idea of whatever you guys want to do, you'll have the funds ready for it.
Yes.
Right
yes.
on. Now, what are you guys actually selling out there?
We are selling popcorns, nachos, a lot of baked goodies such as cookies, brownies, and other things.
All right. Now, did you bake any of this stuff yourself?
No, I didn't.
See, so you guys, you, it's safe to eat, okay? So, I mean, because now we know that, you know, our very own Lawrence didn't bake it right now. So
exactly.
It's okay. So what are the prices of the stuff out there? Do you know?
I guess you'll just have to check it
out.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. You know, you guys go and are you one of the new yellow belts or are you just starting up in the martial arts?
I'm just starting to this semester.
Now, why did you join the martial arts?
Actually, I did martial arts when I was, taekwondo when I was younger. So it was something that I wanted to refresh my mind into. So that's the reason why I joined. But definitely the club, I mean, the class is really amazing and the club is growing substantially.
Now, now we did a story on the martial arts department earlier this semester. Now, there are more girls or women showing up to these courses now, right?
Yes, right. Definitely. And it's really amazing to have women in there because this club or this particular subject is like guys. It's like a guy thing, you know, doing their taekwondo or martial arts thing. You know, so having women there is really encouraging, and I encourage other women to come and check us out.
Now, where did you take your taekwondo classes when you were younger?
I took one. There's one in Lakewood. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure what the studio is called, but also way back when I was younger, I did it in the Philippines. So.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Oh, so Taekwondo is pretty much, even though it's Korean-based, it's pretty much global now.
Yes, yeah. Definitely global.
Now, have you met your master's master, Master Kim?
Actually, not yet, but we're supposed to have him as a guest one of these days, so...
We at Talent Marks need to know that. When I was 10 years old, I went to his school on Pioneer Boulevard.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I sparred with Jimmy Kim, which was the gold medalist in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We'll tell you guys.
Please do, because he's a grandmaster now, from what mm-hmm. I understand, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like 19th Dan or something, 19th degree belt or something like
yep.
that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's just almost an impossibility. But I've seen him on television actually refereeing and officiating other matches, other like titles and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. the master, yeah. Now, who's the name of the master here?
My master's name is Coliflores.
Coliflores. Absolutely,
yes.
I do remember now. With the lineage that he's from, people here at Cerritos College taking the Taekwondo course are taking it from gold medal winning components, basically. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yep.
Now, and the excellent pretty much comes out.
Yep, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you guys have any ideas what you guys might want to do with your funds that you're raising? Now, what I think we would want to see is some kind of demonstration out here. You know what I mean? That would be, you know, to show, you know, the aesthetics of Taekwondo and stuff like that. You know, maybe that's something of an idea. But are you guys thinking field trips or just fun things?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're thinking of field trips, maybe seeing his studio, you know, other things, and not just Taekwondo. I mean, definitely other martial arts things. Like,
what other martial arts are you interested in?
I mean, I don't. I'm not. I'm a Taekwondo person. So
right on.
Yeah.
All right.
But we have like somebody in kickboxing in the class. Mm-hmm. You know, totally off the chart, something different. We have some people that are interested in boxing. You know, like, you know, it's they're definitely more than welcome to come and join us.
Right on. So anyone can join the mm-hmm. Martial Arts Club, right?
Yep.
Okay, and your meetings are every first and third Wednesday?
Yes.
In room CE4. Now, is it just a sit-down meeting, or are you guys doing any martial arting in there?
Well, people who want to come and check us out, they can wear, like, PE attire, and they can actually come and join us in the club. I mean, as a class, a Taekwondo class. So, you know, or if they just want to come and watch us, then that's totally fine. But if you want to come and join us in the Taekwondo class, it's where you guys are more than welcome to come and join us.
Now, what is your least favorite discipline that you that they put you guys through? Now, I remember when I was under Master Kim, we'd have to, you know, lay down on our legs and bend our knees back, and he'd walk on our knees. It was crazy, but like I was like, that was the one thing I kind of dreaded, but I feel like I've gotten stronger from it. Now, do you have something that you're like, oh my God, this is a little rough?
Well, definitely all the fitness stuff. Like, Master comes up with like weird things, and we're just kind of like, say what? Say it again. Yeah, so he has a lot of new cool like exercise things and fitness stuff, and it's like really weird, but it's really fun and difficult, of course. But yeah, it does make you stronger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, okay, we want to go ahead and remind everybody again that the Martial Arts Club is out on in Falcon Square, doling up a lot of goodies out there, stuff that you're not supposed to really be eating when you're training for martial arts. But, you know, this is for fun, and this is for, you know, field trips. And remember, we want to support every active club that is out there. Now, if they're getting out there and putting these things out, you guys, I found a dollar in Falcon Square today. I'm going to go spend it on their booth today, okay? You guys could dig up a dollar or whatever, you know, however, whatever the cost is. It's for a good cause, and it goes back into your local community, okay? Now, is there anything else? Would you like to invite people to join the Martial Arts Club?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everyone come out and just see what we have to offer for you and and just come and join us.
Right on. Remember, the Martial Arts Club meets every first and third Wednesday, room CE4 from 12 to 1 p.m. And you can find their club president, Rob JF, Mr. Flores, out there. And he's out there right now as well, doling out a bunch of popcorn and goodies. We want to thank you again, Ms. Lawrence, coming on in and speaking about your club.
Of course. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. You are listening to Talon Mark's Campus News Hour on WPMD.org. We'll be right back after these important messages.